So if the soul leaves the body during near-death experiences, is it still connected with the body? And if not, then how is it different from the dead body? Yeah. See, the soul's connection to the body is not just in location. The soul's connection is primarily in disposition, in attachment. The soul is different from the body. And the soul's connection with the body is not just because it is present inside the body. Just like, say, recently there was a T20 World Cup in India. Now somebody might be here and they're watching a cricket match which is going on there. So they might be here in Singapore, but through the TV set, their consciousness is on, say, the cricket field in Wankhede in Mumbai. So now what is happening? They're physically not there, but their consciousness is there. And now somebody might be in Singapore, somebody may go on flight and they may go to Perth. Now from Singapore they may go to Perth, but still throughout they're watching the match. And their consciousness is still caught in the cricket match over there. So like that, the soul's connection with the body is primarily through its disposition, through its attachment to the body. And that's why whether the soul is physically in the body or not in the body, it doesn't make much difference. Now sometimes because of the trauma, normally the soul is physically located in the body. That is a normal situation. Physically located in the sense that it is in the region of the heart usually. But that is not necessary for the soul's consciousness to be coupled with the body. Because the mind is not limited by the normal laws of physics. The mind is a subtle entity. And it can facilitate the soul's projection of consciousness into the body even when the soul is not nearby. So the connection is primarily because of the attachment. And when the person dies, that means there is an irreversible damage to the body. And at that time, the soul has no hope of coming back into the body. And that time the soul leaves. So here, because the damage is repairable, I did not tell about another case where there was another person who was brought in unconscious in Switzerland. And he stayed in coma for 7 days after that. And after that, when he came back to consciousness, he remembered seeing how the nurses and the medical staff had been trying desperately to revive him. And when they were not able to revive him, they were about to give up hope. And he said, I want to tell you, I'm not dying. I'm here. Please continue trying. But he had no means to communicate to them because he did not have the physical apparatus to communicate with them. But fortunately, one of the nurses said, no, let's continue. And then they were able to save him. So the soul can in one sense be outside the body and perceive from outside the body, but still have a connection with the body because that attachment is still there. So connection with the body is primarily through attachment. And when the body is irreversibly damaged, then the soul realizes this body is not of any use to me. So although the attachment is there, the functionality is not there. And that's why the soul may agree to leave the body at that time. Does it address your question? Thank you. Yes?
I have a question on memory.